Hi, I'm Mike Lee, author of Black Library, author of the Novelist Darkblade series. We're listening to Sean Hammer.
Hi, I'm Nick Keim, author of the Salamander novels, and you're listening to Sean Hammer. Booyah!
I'm James Fuller. I'm the author of Nemesis and Flight of the Night Sky and the Blood Angels novels, and you are listening to Sean Hammer.
Well, here I am, and I am Sean from Sean Hammer, and you are listening to Sean Hammer. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, that's my intro. presumptuous, I mean, or Hail the King by Avenged Sevenfold, I guess. But it is what it is. Let's see, today, what shall we go over? Well, we're going to make this stuff up as we can. I'm going to try today with no swearing. So let's see if I can make it, right? So last time we talked about Gamer's Grass and how much I love the stuff and what I got from them and freebies giving out. But let's talk about what came in the mail this week. I got the Scooped Box from Malifaux. I guess from Titan Games I got Scooped, which is the rest of the Nelly crew I was waiting for, which came with Allison Dade, one undercover reporter, and three newsies. Now, I really have no idea how I'm going to play this crew, but I was waiting for it. Before I got an M2E, I got the Guild Investigators. I thought that was what I was going to do. But now we had these newsies and undercover reporter. And believe it or not, there's a false witness or two I could probably put in the crew as well. But without buying another box set to get the false witness, there I am. So I'm not really sure. Let's see. For anything I did, I base coated my one Neverborn crew, the Savage crew. I'm gonna butcher his name, Eudipetus, Eudipetius. Or feel free to come and say, Sean, you're a freaking moron, and this is how it's pronounced, and I'll say, oh yes, I could be wrong, but, oh well. So I started them, got some bases from, well, you guessed it, Gamer's Grass. I got the Highland Snow bases, and I think they're going to look beautiful. Started them today, and, I got my half of, well, all the stuff I own from the Carnival from TNT Combat terrain that I had, I got it all painted, so you can see that on my Facebook feed. It looks pretty sweet. Ordered more. Do not have enough platforms. Everything's too crowded, but it looks beautiful nevertheless. So if you want to check it out, check out my Facebook feed, Sean Hammer. Might put on show notes on the page. We'll see as we go along. So, we're going through. We're going to talk about some Malifaux today. And we'll probably go over a crew. Because that's just what I do. Now, what crew do we want to go over today? I was thinking about going over the giant crew. Not going to go over the whole bunch of mechanics I don't want to deal with. I could go over the Leviticus crew, but then there's some stuff I don't want to go over. There's a Hamlin crew, which will be the Katniss crew, the cat crew, because that's what I have. That's simple as that. Don't want to go over that. So let's go through and see what we got. Captain Zip, don't want to go through it. Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat today. Victorious, don't want to go through. Dead Terra, don't want to do Hamlin, don't want to do Jackdaw yet again. This is great, riveting podcasting at its finest, and that's why Hail to the King. I don't know. Anyway, let's see. I did have in mind what I was going to do, and I probably will do it. So, what I am going to go through and do is, like, seriously, I did have it in mind what I was going to do. Breathe, Sean. Breathe. It's not going to Jacob Lynch yet. I'm going to wait until I have the box set in my hands. So with all the talk about it, let's just go ahead and just go over Nellie Cochran and her nudity crew. Okay, this is Guild Crew. I'm going to go through and just go through about, we'll go through and cover what I would put in my crew. Okay. It's going to be a henchman heavy crew because I can't get past the fact I'm going to run two henchmen in this because there's two viable choices. One is a melee because, well, that's what the crew is lacking, is any melee. Except for Fiona Cage. Simple as this, simple as that. Is what it is. You don't like it. If I'm wrong, oh well. Catch me on the flip side about it. We'll go from there. But other than that, you can go from there. I know she can take Enforcer. She can take, like, the Brutal Effigy. Guild Steward. Nurse Heartsbane. The Brutal Emissary. She can take a Peacekeeper if she really wants. Or the Pale Rider. I don't have any of those models. Except for Nurse Heartsbane. So, yeah. That's all out. Anyway, so, I don't own it. I don't worry about it right now. Let's see, Guild Steward, I was just on that freaking page. Hires minions. We got the Field Reporters, because she comes with the inner box set. Newsy, like I said, she can have a false witness. So, this is what I come up with. I don't know really how this crew's going to meld or gel. I basically decided to go with this crew, get all finished up. It's probably, I am probably doing a wrong thing here. I was going to do one or two crews to go against my wife's Leviticus crew. And because she is doing Leviticus and he's outcast, I was going to go a different crew. And I decided to go Guild instead of Hamlin. I'd go Nelly, or I would go something else. Probably Seamus. I was thinking, might go Seamus. I wasn't thinking the good Dr. Von Stuck yet, because I'm really upset about what I saw with the packaging for her, for his other graduates, the Students of Steel and stuff like that, and how they're packaged. I'm really upset, so I'm going to just hold that to my dismay when I go over stuff where on the day I'm going to drop the swear bombs. But anyway, my crew consists of Nelly. Okay, now I got no upgrades. I could be wrong, completely wrong about what I'm doing. But like I said, I'm open to interpretation. I like to do max models, figure it out from there, see what I can drop, add, stuff like that. Okay, so my crew consists of Nelly, the printing press as her totem, Allison Dade, Fiona Cage, one undercover reporter, three field reporters, and two newsies. It takes me into exactly a 50 soapstone crew. No soapstones. No upgrades. So let's look ahead and look and see what the crew will be doing. And see if we can manage it out from there and see what we're actually we're going to do. Now, the reason why I picked this crew to go against the Leviticus is it's not melee heavy. I'm going to be teaching my wife Malifaux, and I'm not going to go out there and pick a, like, Parker Barrows or a Perdita crew to go out there and shoot. You know, like, bam, having fun yet? Having fun? I'm shooting your stuff, baby. Ha, how you having fun? You're, like, watching your stuff disappear? Yeah, that's a really great way to get your loved one into playing the game, is to decimate them before their eyes. That really gets them into the game. So, you have to make sacrifices where sacrifices have to be made. And sometimes it is playing a different crew against a crew that you may be having a hard time against. But their learning curve, as well as your learning curve on a crew that could be harder to face for yours, is a sacrifice you have to make to get your loved one into a game. It's like selling a car to somebody when they're okay with their car, or they're okay driving a bus, taking a bus, and they're not sure if they want a car. Okay? So, Nelly it is. It could be the wrong choice, but it is what it is. Okay? So, I take it the fact is this. I know she ain't going to shoot. I know her crew ain't going to shoot. I know the crew ain't a hand-to-hand beast. And I know in M2E that she had a lot of scheme stuff going on, a lot of triggers going all off, and she was late. I guess she was a little OP of a master, but in M3, I don't think she is. So I decided that it would be okay, a little bit of a tricksy master, a little bit, and a little bit of board control, and especially on a nice-looking board, it makes sense. And give her a little bit of feeling of superiority. Even with, I took the pictures of my board and put her crew on there, and she even got inflated a little bit seeing her models on there. She even started talking some smack on Facebook about her crew being, oh yeah, like mine's the only crew on there the way it's going to be when I start putting the smack down. Which is good, you know. A little bit of smack talk going on, nothing wrong with that. Build up some confidence even before she knows what she's doing. It's what type of person she is, which is awesome. Inflated, boisterous comments. Never hurt anything. So, I do have the reporter crew, so this is what I went with. So, Nelly. Good thing we don't pay for masters here unless you want a second one. She's 15 soul stones. She is not cheap. She got defense 6 with built-in mask, with power 6, 5 movement, size 2. Oh, let me tell you this. I didn't put this in the last episode. Someone posted on Facebook, blah, 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 that, oh, you know, these faction symbols on your box are 30 millimeter size. Was this intentional to use these as scheme markers? So, my heart dropped a little bit. I went cold in the legs, meaning like, oh crap. And I use more colorful language than that. And they're like, yeah, there's 5 on each box. And I'm thinking to myself, oh crap again. Why is there 5 on each box? Is it just for packaging on the shelf? And then I started seeing people posting and people that I think were part of Weird. At least back in the day. Yeah, this was intentional and stuff like that. And, every faction symbol in the box was 30 millimeter. I was just like, and I had thrown away so many boxes. And in every single box, basically, pretty much, at least the bigger boxes, has been 5 faction symbols. Perfectly 30 millimeter in size. Hard cardboard board, fully colored faction symbols for you to cut out and put on a base, or a 30 millimeter MDF POG. So, I felt really dumb. I am like into the hundreds of podcasting. I've played numerous games, collected numerous upon numerous Malifaux crews, painted many, 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 many models and buildings. And it's only in this one moment of rich enlightenment that I find out these faction symbols on the side of these boxes I've been throwing away willy-nilly, but I've been recycling them. So I've been responsible in that matter. Against my will, because my wife likes to recycle and I just throw away everything. I could have had like all these ski markers with my faction symbols on them, and I just feel really dumb. So if you didn't know that, don't admit it to your friends. Just take it as that, and yeah. Okay, alright. Anyway, Nelly has 5 movement and she's size 2. She's got a breaking news ability, but basically says after an enemy model with an 8 inches resolves an interact action, this model may draw a card and gain focus 1. Focus 1's not bad. Focus, free focus, is never a bad idea. She's kind of like a gremlin. She's got a built-in squeal. So, as resolving, this model may move up to 3 inches. She doesn't like to be hit. Yeah, most people don't. She's got Don't Mind Me, so she can take interact actions while engaged and take or as if she's taking disengage action, disactivation. She's got the public outcry. She is a news reporter, don't forget. This model is the crew's leader, which most of the time she will. After a friendly model is killed by an enemy model, the enemy model gains distracted plus 1. an adversary, the enemy. Oh, okay. If this model is a Crusader after enemy, so she gets mad because, well, just her peeps, man. She says it's exclusive interview. When enemy model within 2 inches takes an interact action, it's treated as a friendly model, and the action is controlled by this model. So, so if you're trying to do a enemy model within 2 inches takes an interact action, it's treated as friendly, and the action is considered, it's controlled by this model. So, yeah, a little bit of manipulation, a little bit of model manipulation in that one. And, she's got plant evidence. After this model resolved the interact action, it heals too. Thank you, your model, for having me take your interact action and heal. That's nice of you. Very nice. She's got one more question, though. It'll go out slow. If the target is engaged any models, it suffers 1, 3, 4 damage. It's got built-in tome, which will hit the trigger of headline secrets exposed. Enemy only, though. Target must take an interact action, even if engaged. Yeah. Yeah, see where this is coming. Well, that's it. Going to be your interact action. With mass slander, target gains distracted plus 1. If the target is within 2 inches of ski marker, it suffers 1 damage. So that's just, she's going to put down stuff, and it's going to be, you know, she can put down her ski markers, and, you know, words are words, man. You just got to, just like in what's going on today, man, you just got to watch what you say. With the crow, she's got convulsions. Enemy models, though. Move the target up to 3 inches, then the target must either discard a card, or the model may move up to 3 inches, or this model may move it up to 3 inches. She's got twisting their ideals, so she's like a little bit of ideal word speaker here. The action cannot target the same model more than once per activation. Enemy models, though. Target suffers damage equal to the number of markers within 3 inches of itself. With a mask, this could be betrayal. Non-master, target must take the charge action if it's engaged, controlled by this model. Guys, gotta worry. You got a little bit of manipulation, gotta be wordy, you gotta worry about what you're doing. So let's see. Non-master only, target must take the charge action even if engaged, controlled by this model. Yeah, so you gotta, well, don't forget, you know. Yeah, well, it's tactical action. They got slow news day, built-in mask. Until the end of the phase, when an enemy model within range gains distracted, it also gains stunned. Check this out. It's got built-in mask with trigger here. Fake news. Alright, this is fake news here. You know, I just hear Trump here. Discard up to 3 cards for each discarded card. Draw a card. And for free action, it's got Get the Story. Friendly only pushes model up to 6 inches towards the ski marker in its line of sight. If the target ends its move into base contact with ski marker, enemy models within 3 inches of the ski marker gain distracted plus 1. Then the ski marker is removed. So a lot of, I know, moving around, make a look here, make a look there, going to be really interesting, going to have to pay attention to this, here we go. The printing press here is a, her totem, it's a Forcer, Construct, Totem, Nelly, Journalist, Armor plus 2, Insignificant, you can't escape the truth, after enemy model within 2 inches activation of this model, enemy model suffers 1 damage, so can't escape that truth. Okay, that's the first time we're seeing that. Arcane Reservoir, so you increase your hand size by 1. Propaganda Machine, so it's going to do 2, 3, 4 damage. And if the target is within 2 inches of a friendly ski marker, it suffers plus 1 damage. With a tome, which it comes with, built in. Headline Secrets Exposed, enemy only. Target must take the interact action, even if engaged. Well, Mount's doing a lot of making, working on that interact actions that she's got going on. So Nelly's going to be healing some stuff, that's all I got to say. Hot off the press, the target gains burning plus 2, push the target 4 inches any direction. And spreading the good news as the tactical action, discard any number of cards. For each card discarded by this action, the model heals 1. So, now the printing press is going to heal 2. Next up, we got our first reporter besides Nelly. We got Allison Dade. She's got 6 movement, 6 defense, 6 defense, 6 willpower, 5 movement, size 2. She's manipulative. She's got the plot is afoot. So she's like one of those. Scooby-Doo as I'm thinking. After buzzing player reveals a scheme, this model gains fast. Chasing a story. After an enemy model within 8 inches resolves an interact action, this model gains focus 1. Well, your guys are going to be doing a lot of that, because I'm going to make sure that you're doing it. Knew you were going to do that. Every model within 6 inches declares a trigger this model may. Discard a card. If you do so, the trigger effect is ignored. That's pretty handy. Exclusive interview. When an enemy model within 2 inches takes the interact action, it is treated as a friendly model, and this action is controlled by this model. Huh. Yeah, that's so. Yep, that's happening. Attack action, she's got one more question. Target's gonna gain slow. Comes with a built-in mask. And gonna suffer 1, 3, 4 damage. With a ram, investigative journalism. Target must reveal a card in its control hand, suffers 3, 2, 1 damage based on the value of the revealed card. Let's see. Headline. Secrets exposed with a tome. Enemy only. Target must take the interact action even if engaged. You're taking interact action no matter what, baby. And with that mask that's built in slander, target gains distracted 1. If the target is within 2 inches of scheme marker, it suffers plus 1 damage. Of course it does. She comes with a gun, though. She comes with a little derringer, doing 2, 3, 4 damage with 8 range. No witnesses. This trigger with a crow, which is not built in, may be declared if no other enemy model other than target is within 12 inches line of sight of this model. When resolving, the target suffers plus 1 damage from this action, and this ignores armor, which is big, because, well, armor sucks if you're shooting at it. It's cool if you have it, but not if you're shooting at it. It's got blackmail. She got blackmail. Built-in tome. This action cannot target the same model more than once per activation. And non-leader enemy only. Target may discard up to 2 cards. This model's crew gains 2 pass tokens, minus 1 for each card discarded. And with a tome, there's more to this story. This model may discard any number of pass tokens. For each card discarded, pass tokens draw a card. You don't have to study these freaking cards, man. And she got impassioned defense for free action. Friendly only. Target gains shielded plus 2. And with a tome, surge, draw a card. Yeah, I always got like surge. Okay, now we got Fiona Cage. She is the melee. She is the story of Nelly's, like, first Malifaux story against the Miners Union, I guess, or the Guild. But she is a henchman, living construct journalist. 6 defense, 5 willpower, 5 movement with size 2. She has armor plus 1. She's hard to kill, and she can take the hit. After enemy model targets a friendly model within 2 inches with an attack, this model may discard a card to place itself in the base contact with the friendly model and become the new target of the attack, ignoring range, line of sight, and targeting restrictions. She's got grit, frenzied, so she's like got the whole MNSU thing going on, but she's not a minor steam fitter anymore. which is half its maximum hand size or less, the enemy model is damaged by this model's attack action, suffer plus one damage. She's the hero we deserve, so it's got a little Batman thing going on. The performing duel deals that with enemy models, if this model is within 2 inches of a scheme marker, it receives plus to the duel. She got a modified pickaxe. Why not? Target ignores any plus to the resist of this action. Target suffers 2, 4, 5 damage, ignoring hard to wound. Cool. Sweeping strike. When resolving, the target suffers blast damage. She got blink stare with a crow. Discard a card. Target gains slow and must discard a card. She got like a robot eye. That's why. I don't know. She got bring it. Target must move its move plus 2 towards this model. And target must take a melee action. They cannot declare triggers targeting this model if able. Any damage flips from the generated attack suffer negative. And she's got slander. Targets gain distracted. One, if the target is within 2 inches of scheme marker, it suffers plus 1 damage. And that's for the mask. Tactical actions. I've got your back. Target other engaged friendly model. Target is placed in base contact with this model. Shove aside with a mask. Once per activation, push this model 4 inches away from this model. Then the model may push up to 4 inches and declare a melee attack targeting a different model. So, it's a little bit. She's there, and I plan on using her. So, yeah, that's all there is to it. Now, here's one guy I was happy to get. We have the Undercover Reporter. Enforcer, Living Journalist, cost 7. Guy's in a freaking pickle barrel or something. He's pretty cool. I mean, he's hiding out with a pair of binoculars. He's got 5 defense, 6 will, 6 willpower, 5 movement, size 2. He's pretty cool. He's hiding. He's got undercover. This model may deploy buried at the start of this model's activation. If it's buried, it may choose an enemy minion and unbury it in a base contact with that minion. If it does so, the opposing player places the enemy model anywhere in their deployment zone. Then this model gains slow. So it gives you know, he's scoping you out. Disguised can be target of charge actions. Hide in the barrel. During the start phase, this model may gain staggered and shielded too. Chasing a story. After an enemy model within 8 inches resolves an interact action, this model gains focus plus 1 and deadly pursuit. During the end phase, this model may push up to 4 inches. So it's, it's pretty cute. He's got a hidden blade, so he does 1, 2, 4 damage with a 5 stat with a ram built in, which is a critical strike. He's got arson. So instead of dropping a shockwave marker, this action must center its shockwave marker on a scheme marker within range, which does the shockwave marker too, which you have to do a movement 12 or suffer 2 damage, burning, plus 1, then remove the target. But if he throws a tome in there, prepared explosives, immediately change the target of this action to any scheme marker in play, ignoring range and line of fire. It's pretty big. And confusion in the ranks. It's free action. This action ignores line of sight and may be taken while buried. In which case, it's also ignoring range, minion only. Target must take the interact action if able. With a mask. Slander target gains distracted plus 1. If it's within 2 inches of scheme marker, it also suffers 2, by me 1 damage. And he's got follow the lead. Discard a scheme marker, the model may move up to 6 inches. Pretty cool. I mean, I don't know, it's pretty cool. I like it. We got the Field Reporters. These chicks come with a box. They are defense 5, 5 willpower, 5 movement, size 2. They used to do a little bit more, not so much now. We'll see how they do. Exclusive interview is their ability. When an enemy model within 2 inches takes the interact actions, it's treated as a friendly model, and the action is controlled by this model. Serene Continence. Enemy attack actions that target this model suffer negative to the duel. You can't escape the truth. After an enemy model ends its activation with 2 inches of this model, they suffer 1 damage. That's kind of cool, you know. That's what you get. Chasing a story. After an enemy model within 8 inches resolved indirect actions, model gains focus 1. So that's cool. And you're going to be suffering indirect actions with this crew because, well, they're going to make you. They got humiliation. Enemy models that start to activation within 2 inches of this model must discard a card. Back of their card is pretty bleak. Attack actions. Range 6. Stat 6. Will 6. Willpower. Flash photography. Target gains distracted, plus 1 staggered. Mask, slandered, distract. You win 2 inches ski marker, plus 1 damage. Convulsions, enemy models. Move up to 3 inches, you get the thing. And they got follow the lead. Target gain, target discard target ski marker may move up to 6 inches. Pretty bleak. Actually, I was thinking, well, I'm still running 3. I was going to take another newsy, drop one of those, and have 2 soul stones, but I'm not sure. Then we got the newsies. These are guys who are new to me, just like the reporter, but I mean the hidden journalist, but here we go. I don't know. I just like the feelies. I just like having the little kids. Defense 4, 4 willpower, 5 movement, size 1, manipulative. So they haven't activated, you get negative to the duels. Read all about it. After enemy model within 8 inches draws a card, this model may discard a card to draw a card. Pretty cool. Got some crap cards. Get rid of them. Chasing the story. Well, you get it. Everything else has them. Puny. This model does not drop any markers of any kind when killed and has no engagement range. Unfortunately, they only have 4 wounds as well. Innocent bystander. Attack actions without a target number. The target of this model gained a target number of 12. These kids look pretty sick too, like they need a good night's sleep and some NyQuil. On attack actions, they have frantic flailing, so they should probably join a Hamlin crew. Actually, they look pretty sick. So 1, 2, 3 damage. They got grab on. Target gains slow in this model's activation. So that's pretty cool if you can get. Meh, no. It's not a defense trigger. You end yours. And they got reposition. You can move them up to 3 inches. They can throw their newspapers, though. Doing 1, 1, 2 damage for 8 inches away with a tome trigger built in. So when it hits you, you'll get distracted 1. With a tome trigger, they got headline secrets exposed. Target must take an interact action, even if engaged. Slander, just like everything else. And a free action, frantic search. Remove target corpse marker. This is new. Discard the top of the model's fate deck. Discard top card of this model's fate deck. If discarded card was a ram or a tome, add 1 soulstone to this crew's soulstone pool. So that's pretty cool. So that'll give you a possibility to get some soul stones that, you know, you didn't take. I mean, I didn't take them. So my confidence level on this crew, I have no idea. I mean, I'm not doing a lot of damage. It's just a lot of tricks, so I'm going to have to rely heavily on, actually, the schemes and strategies. I mean, I hope anything damaging doesn't show up. I mean, if, you know, I get something like let's see what our schemes and strategies are. Let's see. Well, assassinate would suck. Claim junk might work. Sabotage might work. Leave your mark maybe. There's not a lot of anything. Recover evidence, corrupt it. I could pull out some stuff. But, it might be a work. It might be worth it to actually look at. Yeah, hold on. I don't want to go buy a whole nother set just to freaking see if I. I don't want to go look at a whole set just to see if I need to get a freaking. What you would call it, false witness or not. Now, journalists are elite. I don't know. Anyway, that's what I got so far. So that's my take on, well, that's my going over to Nelly crew. My take on it is, not a lot of damage going around. You know, kind of scary a little bit. Going against my wife's crew, I mean, what I put together for her, I mean, jeez, oh, Pete, I go over her crew coming up. Let me go over that one. Hers is, let's see, what I picked out for her starting crew. Tell me if I'm fool or not to actually try this, but I did. Let's see, Leviticus. I've got Leviticus, one hollow waif. I mean, two hollow waifs, one hollow waif. One Rusty Alice. One Marlena Webster. One Ashes and Dust. Three Abominations. Oh, wait, did I take the... Wait, no, I didn't. Three... Okay, that's what I did. Okay, yeah, that's what I did. Okay. Oh. Hearing things, But do. Yeah, I'm using the app thing, and sometimes it goes through and screws up my freaking... my whole list and ticks me off. So this is what I put for my wife's thing, and I'll let you weigh in what you think. Okay. Oh, hers has no soul stones either, but hers is Leviticus, two hollow waifs, one Rusty Alice, three Marlena Websters, one Ashes and Dust, two Scavengers, three Abominations. So, but, without even rolling dice, everything she has can pretty much do damage to you being close to you. And you know, it's just, I don't know. I probably killed myself without even thinking about it. But, like I said, sometimes you gotta test drive the Tesla and you can't always buy a sports car, I guess. I don't know if that makes sense. I just made some type of stupid analogy. But that's gonna be it. I went over Nelly crew. I probably am going to lose. If you have any thoughts, I will take the help and say, Sean, I can't believe you looked this over. I'll take the help because I want this Nelly crew to work. They're painted nicely, and I got my scooped box set. Matter of fact, I have an extra Allison Dade. I want to give it away as a prize, so go on my Facebook feed and say, and just give me a reason why you need an Allison Dade. I'm taking the most compelling answer by the 1st of August, and I'm going to give it away. No strings attached. And that's going to be it for today. And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. All right, till next time.